This is the Triple R Midday News with Eliza Campbell
and Alana Beats.
A year after Australia's pledge to settle 12,000 Syrian and Iraqi refugees, fewer than a third of that have made it to the country. The commitment was one of Tony Abbott's last acts as Prime Minister. With Canada fulfilling its pledge of 25,000 refugees within months, questions are being raised about the pace of Australia's settlement program. World Vision Australia's Tim Costello says that compared to other First World nations, Australia's settlement rate is baffling.
Canada has the same security needs. Absolutely, we do the same security checks. These are desperate people who we promised hope to because they're in a war zone. We simply don't understand what's happening here.
Public sector workers are striking across the country, disrupting services at Centrelink, Medicare and at major airports. Lachlan Williams reports.
As part of the action, members of the community and public sector union are also demonstrating outside the offices of government MPs. Union National President Alastair Waters says there will be a widespread inconvenience.
Unfortunately, there will be delays, particularly at Centrelink, at Medicare and Child Support Agency. The queues there are going to be very long today because of this strike action.
The union has threatened further strike action if the federal government does not begin talks. Lachlan Williams, Triple R News.
The national dropout rate for first-year Victorian University students is the highest in more than a decade. New Education Department data shows that almost one in five domestic students starting a bachelor degree are dropping out during their first year of study. Swinburne University has the highest dropout rate for first-year students, with almost 30% abandoning their courses. Grattan Institute researcher Andrew Norton says the number of online students is one of the biggest factors.
We seem to have much higher dropout rates than other students, probably because they're working or caring for children and therefore can't devote time to their studies.
The first official memorial to Indigenous Australians killed in the frontier wars will be unveiled in Melbourne on Sunday. The memorial commemorates two Indigenous men who were the first to be officially executed. It's located outside the old Melbourne jail, the site where they were publicly hanged in 1842. Designer Brooke Andrews says the memorial recognises Australia's bloody history.
The significance of the memorial is really to acknowledge the history of frontier wars and their quite incredible and tragic story about, you know, the kind of the clash of cultures.
Girls in Tech, a group dedicated to encouraging women to enter digital technology, has launched their first Australian chapter in Melbourne. Women represent just 20% of Australia's digital technology workforce and only 14% of digital technology graduates. Girls in Tech was launched by State Innovation Minister Philip Deladakis, who wants to see more women in the field.
It's not good enough to try and get a crack in the glass ceiling. We need to keep breaking through time and time again until you and I don't need to talk about it because, as I said, it becomes commonplace.
Girls in Tech was founded in San Francisco almost 10 years ago and it now has over 500 chapters worldwide.
Uber Victoria says it won't back a proposed $2 government levy on all taxis, hire cars and Uber rides. The levy was announced last month as part of plans to legalise the ride-sharing service while compensating taxi operators for lost licences. Uber driver David Dunstan says drivers fear they'll bear the cost of the levy, making it harder to earn a living.
We are concerned that rideshare companies like Uber will pass that fee on to drivers who already suffer from very low rates and low pay, and we feel that this will discourage people from taking short trips, which is where most of our trips come from.
After significant social media backlash, Australian biscuit giant Arnott's is resurrecting its original recipe pizza shapes. Sales slumped after the recipes of pizza, original and barbecue shapes were changed earlier this year. Arnott's says it's now responding to popular demand. Founder of the Bring Back Original Pizza Shapes Facebook page, Maxim Johncourt, says it's victory for good taste.
Arnott's have definitely learned their lesson now. I guess, consumers in the social media age are savage and you really can't mess up without everyone telling you that you have.
And now to sport. Australia has claimed its first gold medal at the Rio Paralympic Games. 17-year-old Lakeisha Patterson took out the 400 metres freestyle in the S8 category in world record time. Australia now sits in 10th place on the medal tally with one gold, one silver and two bronze.
And now to weather. So today we've got a top of 18 degrees today and showers are continuing across the weekend. Saturday 16, Sunday a top of 17. This is Triple R Midday News with Eliza Campbell
and Alana Beats.